I can tell when I have caught the attention of students, when they are still and completely focused on what I am saying. It is as if I hold them in the palm of my hand. I know then that I have them and that learning is taking place. Their eyes, the windows of wonder, as the great writer Brian McMahon put it in his eponymous short story Once Upon a Time, are wide open and receptive. I remember when my sister was small, lying in a bed next to me, asking me questions about weighty matters, such as life away from home, or my experience of sitting at a certain exam. I remember the silence as she listened carefully to my responses and ingested my answers. She was completely attentive, and my heart swelled with the sense of responsibility, of knowing I was in some way shaping her young mind and her own response to the world. In ways, it is a frightening thought to know that you are influencing someone, that your voice is going in and moulding them. Sometimes I am struck dumb by the onerous responsibility of such receptiveness, and I have to quell the terror and plough on, speak as if I have something of worth to say. And I think of lines from Omar Khayyam's poem, "The moving finger writes, and having writ moves on. Nor all thy piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all thy tears wash out a word of it."